the Comforter came. The ministry of Jesus, the first Paraclete, manifested a marvelous merging of helps, compassion, holiness, truth, authority, and humility. He had tremendous power to help, for he possessed power and authority from the throne of God. The winds and waves of the sea instantly obeyed his voice. The fish in the sea swam into nets according to his command. Gravity surrendered its tyranny to his feet as he walked on the water. The very atoms instantly rearranged themselves, forming baked bread and fish at his word. Devils fled precipitously from their tormented victims at his demand, and the tyrant Death admitted defeat and surrendered his prey when the Almighty Paraclete spoke the word of life. As the Paraclete, Jesus melded his mighty power and imperial authority with tender compassion for the poor and needy, for the helpless and hurting. His mighty power and infinite compassion were inseparably united with the lowliness of total obedience to his Father. "I do nothing," he said, "nothing out from myself." The holiness and mercy, power and grace that flowed forth from Jesus were outflowings from his Father. Another Comforter. That is why Jesus said he would send another Paraclete, another Comforter, because Jesus himself was his disciples' first Paraclete. Jesus, the first Paraclete, had been their love and their glory. He was their ever-present helper. Jesus was the one upon whom the second Paraclete would be modeled. The coming replacement Paraclete would be the same in every way save one. He would not manifest himself in flesh as had the lowly Nazarene. "Let not your heart be troubled," he said tenderly. "My Father will give you another Comforter who shall fulfill the Paraclete ministry even as I have. As I have been the one called alongside to help you, so shall this other one be. In the same way I have comforted you, so shall he comfort you. As I have helped you, so shall he help you. As I have been your advocate, so shall he be your advocate. You shall never be alone, for he shall ever be with you. I too shall ever be with you, for I shall be with him. We shall make our abode with you, and you shall never be comfortless, never be paraclete-less."